Institute.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Eh.
Sorry about that.
That's disgusting.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. Any questions, book? When you listen. Remember that
book
last
again?
Week? That was gas last week, wasn't it? They weren't saying that. I was only joking. How's everyone?
Good, how are you?
Grand, yeah.
Everything all right between me and you?
Yeah, I think so.
The tension week to week is building.
He's
it's huge.
Something's happened with him since he got married.
He's become a man.
I've become a man.
You're an edgy man now.
And now I have a backbone.
And he calls everyone Buck.
I call everyone Buck, Young Buck.
I'm only calling me Buck so far.
Young Buck.
Ah. Huh.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's condescending.
Is it condescending?
It's a little condescending.
Should I rephrase that?
No.
To like Buckaroo or something?
Do we have any questions?
Yep. Weird one to start you off.
No way.
Particularly weird.
I'm messing.
No way.
From Amo in Kildare.
Amo?
Would you rather be...
Betcha his name is Eamon.
It appears to me.
Right.
Would you rather be a professional clown who makes a comfortable living only playing hen parties? Or... an amateur tugboat driver who loves taking the tugboat out around the port every weekend but has to do so illegally.
Tugboat to who?
where are we talking to?
Come on, lads. Well, that's fucking good. All right, go on. Sorry. Tugboat doing what? Only on weekends?
I don't see any joy in that.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This is a bit like...
Is it like if you like sailing? I don't really like sailing anyway. Kind of get sick.
Does Amo think that we're into sailing?
I think he feels the first option is a bad option.
Well, we're already clowns, in a way.
In a way. Metaphorically. Do you like that?
Yeah.
But this is a literal clown.
Like a gitsy clown? Gay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we only do hen nights?
Yeah. Which,
oh, well, hello, we've got a ring on. I don't know about you. Doesn't seem to have it on him. I would rather do the tugboat because just not really into hens. Was that one before and I didn't really like it.
You were at a hens before?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a story here. Tell us, what the fuck were you doing at a hens?
It's just, I wasn't invited or anything. I just went.
You just went?
Just a random one up at Temple Bar there.
You were just following people?
Just went as a Power Ranger.
Following women is not being with them.
I wasn't following them. I was following the little hen that was there.
In the
I wasn't out of hens, right? You're trying to catch me out now saying
you said you were out of hens.
Temple Bar.
You said you were out of hens. Tell us about it.
I wasn't out of hens. It's just what? Was messing.
Were you hired to be there?
Was yeah, this a cameo I was hired thing? As a clown to go to a hens in Temple Bar and it was shite, like, so I'd rather tug a bow for a while. I just feel like the second one is just to be tug a boat. Like, what? Do you know what I'm saying?
We drive a tugboat. So drive the boat pulls other boats, but you're doing it all weekend. Kind of sounds nice though. You could just chill out.
Relaxing.
I guess someone who loves tugboats that much, they're, yeah, every weekend they get to do what they love.
I tug a boat.
Eamon seems to be presuming the that's, again, poor. The clown is only doing it because he has to.
So childish, aren't we? I tug the boat. Tug the boat over.
You managed to take a question this silly and make it more childish.
I'd be the clown. I'd do the clown because I'd say...
I'll do the tugging and you can...
I'll do the clowning.
Yeah.
For the hens. Because you have the makeup on, you wouldn't know yet. And they'd probably wake up the next morning more embarrassed than you. So it'd be grand. You'd be forgotten about, take the money you've done. Only a few hours as well. Tugboats, your whole weekend's gone. Unless you're hired to hang around with this hen do for the whole weekend.
Well, very unsociable hours. Either way, really.
I'd say they can just request for you to appear at any time as well. Where's that clown at? You could be got off getting something to eat. Like, where's that clown at? Give him a text and you have to like rock up and feel it all over your face.
Fucking break, for God's sake.
And then while you're doing all that, I'd be at bliss tugging a bow.
I'd say you would.
Pure bliss. I think so.
That's the answer to Eamon's question.
Very good. Okay.
Thanks Eamon. Eamon. Appreciate you. That, but see you later, right?
Lorcan has fact checked me.
Lorcan.
Fact checked you or Joe?
Me. In a recent bonus episode, we were asked a question about what county you would live in. You said Meath. I said I wouldn't pick a landlocked county. And he makes a good point. Meath is not landlocked. Laytown, Betty's.
I don't even know what landlocked means.
What do you think it means?
That it's locked on the land.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like twisted rubber, like.
Laytown, Bettystown, and Mornington.
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 All have a coastline. They're Meath. Not Loud. Loud.
Yeah, it's Meath. Meath is Meath, like.
Bettystown is not Meath.
Is yes, it? Is. Yeah.
No, that's Wexford.
No, that's Fantasia.
No, yeah.
County Fantasia.
Yeah.
Fantasia is not Bettystown. No, Fantasia is Bettystown, but it's not Meath. Is it?
It's
is
County Fantasia.
Yeah.
Jesus, Loud's out there getting the short straw there. That's like kind of
like Wexford
Croatia.
County Cork town.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Pirates Cove.
That's some gerrymandering. That's what that is. Something's gone wrong there.
What's gerrymandering?
You said you think it's Wexford.
What's gerrymandering?
You think it's Wexford and someone has politically turned it into Meath?
No, Loud. I think Bettystown is in Loud. It's just north of...
You think it's not?
It is. Like isn't it?
Yeah, but it used
to be. It's gerrymandering.
It's all right to think that.
I think it's Loud.
In your opinion, it's in Loud.
Yes. Yeah. I think Meath is landlocked as well. Mm. So
it's landlocked to fuck. Any more questions?
Glenn, he's kind of fact checking, not fact checking.
Oh. They're out today.
Do you remember Glenn, Joe?
Of course I don't remember. Who the fuck is Glenn? I need more details than just his first name.
Glenn is the bus driver, yeah?
Yeah. See?
What?
There you go.
I remember everyone.
You gave him the eyes. You
he listens, fucking... he cares.
No, I didn't. The eyes...
Why give him the eyes? What
the eyes would not reveal
driver?
That. The eyes wouldn't reveal that.
Something going on. What about Glenn the bus driver? And even still, no, I don't remember Glenn the bus driver.
Do you remember we were talking about weeks. Taxis?
You saying there should be no buses.
As from Georgia. Transit. Georgia.
That's...
Oh, the buses. Ah,
James
yeah.
from Georgia.
Yeah.
Completely different person.
Okay, Glenn.
Not buses.
Do you remember you talking about the only form of public transport was taxis?
Should be taxis, yeah.
And he's a bus driver and he complained.
Yes.
And he also was upset with me because I was agreeing with you.
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, I remember him now. What does he have to say about himself?
He says, you recently spoke about standing passengers on planes.
Oh, yeah.
Here where it gets a bit, it changes tone. As if it were a new idea.
Fucking is.
However, back in 2009, Michael O'Leary was on the Late Late Show with Tubbo. And in the interview, O'Leary admitted to having the idea of standing passengers, despite Ryanair now denying any plans to have a standing cabin. I do remember that, but that wasn't what we were talking about last week. There's a design.
It's become... His was just words.
His was just a thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, yeah. It's been put into action.
Mm. He was just saying that on the Late Late Show for something to talk about because he didn't have a book to promote.
Anyone can say it. There should be just a stand-up bus. No seats on a bus, just stand-up
seats
on a bus. I
don't like standing on buses.
There's not,
you have to hold onto the rail.
There's no need for an upper deck on a bus. There's never that many people on a bus.
Upper decker or bottom decker?
Bottom decker. You can't be getting on the upper deck of a bus at my age. Mm. Look like an idiot. When you ring the bell and you have to walk down them stairs.
You look like an idiot. You just look like an agent on a bus at this age.
Break
yeah.
your neck, man, trying to get down that little stairwell.
If you're over 30 on a bus, you'd want to reevaluate yourself.
On a bus?
Yeah.
He said it. You went there.
Right on.
Over 30.
When he messed, I was on a bus the other day, I thought I was going to fucking die.
Why?
Very warm. Windows opening and closing, the bang off them. Give me an awful fright.
I don't think you were ever on a bus.
Of course I was.
I think you were on a bus in the past, but I don't think you were on a bus last week.
I was on one last week. We went to Kimmage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went to Kimmage.
One of them VIP buses.
No, I went to IKEA, actually.
A minibus.
Got a wardrobe. Brought it back on the bus. Back to the gaff.
Do you know who also said anybody seen in a bus over the age of 30 has been a failure in life?
Who said that?
You'd agree with that?
No. Not
that's what you
just
said,
don't get
it?
On the bus, just walk.
Pretty close to what that's, he just said.
Oh, no, it's not
it's
close
the same
at all.
Spirit of what you just said, isn't
no.
it?
I mean, give or
wait,
take
someone
a couple
else
words.
Said this?
Yes, that's yeah. That was in an obituary for someone who died in the last few years. That's one of their most really? Memorable quotes, yeah.
Who was it?
Maggie Thatcher or something?
Yeah. Darren Conway and Margaret Thatcher. United in their disdain for the working man. Didn't think you had it in you.
Did you not?
That wedding did a number on you.
You literally quoted Maggie Thatcher without knowing it.
Right, that's me done now anyway, so
and you put, put an age on it, you put a timeline on it, past 13. nice. But you're right though, Darren, you're right.
I'm not faking that up.
How is that? That's a coincidence. I didn't know that. I don't even know who Maggie Thatcher is.
Not coincidence, you both think the same thing.
Right, any more questions before I can
fidgeting already?
I lose the rag, which is
this is only the bonus.
James from Georgia.
Hey,
who?
He says, I'm going to validate the stereotype here. I don't know what stereotype he means, but anyway, he says, I built my kids a treehouse-ish structure a few years back.
If you're over 30 and you're building tree houses, you want
to reevaluate your life, yeah?
It's not bad looking. They send pictures.
That's not a fucking tree house. That's just a shed on sticks. There's no even tree. It needs to be attached to a tree, James from Georgia. The man just had to get in a shed.
He said Woody's. Ish. He said ish.
Yeah, ish. Don't be wasting my time.
I think it's very impressive.
He's only showing off because he has the weather for it.
That's it, yeah. Look at them shadows. Oh, look at them hard line shadows.
Jealous.
He says it was big enough for a few adults to get into comfortably, and he would
adults in a treehouse.
He would have gladly stayed in it for $250 a week.
Did Maggie Thatcher say that about treehouses? Did she as well? Next, she'd be saying that. Not my fucking fault, is it?
James has moved to a new home, and his kids want him to build another one.
James gets around, doesn't he?
He moved to
a new reluctant home. To say yes because he's positive the kids would actually play in a cardboard box for longer.
Yeah. It's usually the way, isn't it, with kids?
It's usually the way.
They should be too old now. I mean, if you were in a house and you built a tree house for them then, that's it now. They've passed that age.
What do you mean? He didn't get
in fairness, if someone built me a tree house now, I'd gladly get into it and say, this is a bit of me.
A tree house?
Yeah.
Just sitting there. What would you do in a tree house?
God, I don't know. Possibilities are endless.
You don't know what you'd
sit in every corner.
Yeah.
I'd have me dinner up there and that.
Yeah. How would you get the dinner up? Would you just like get your ma to drop her up to you?
Get Amy to drop her up.
Oh no, you get a little wench.
I'm having
a
open
wench. Pull her up.
I'm having it up in the tree house. Peg it out. Bleeding peg it.
Dirty magazines.
Oh no, stop now.
Just a stack of them in the corner.
What are all them magazines you have there, darling? Match magazine and all, and
Beanos.
The Beanos.
Rachel, who is in Milan.
Rachel? Oh, Milan.
Enjoy your holiday, will you?
No, she lives there.
Oh.
Well, I think so, but you'll hear.
The fashionista.
She's glad to hear us all back together. Long time listener of the show. I never thought I'd have a laugh with the mention of Epstein Island and 9/11. But giggling like a weirdo on the train.
Oh, God.
That's your wedding. As for weird wedding mess-ups, Darren, you were lucky. It was just a flower on one of the groomsmen. Rachel's bridesmaid had one job to do, and that was to take the bouquet out of the fridge before we were leaving for the church. She said, here was me happily walking down the aisle, and I only noticed when I saw my mother-in-law glaring at me. Italian mother-in-laws are not to be messed with. It got even worse as then one of our friends went back to the house and the bouquet got handed up pew by pew until it got to me. The Irish at the wedding was in Italy, the Irish thought it was an Italian tradition. Rachel says she was mortified looking at the pictures of her beaming face with her spare arm just swaying around. Her question is, what's your cringiest moment ever?
Ever?
Ever? Jesus. Ah,
was it when you quoted Margaret Thatcher on your own podcast?
It's up there though.
Has to be.
That's bad.
That's up there.
That's up there.
The cringiest thing I done was probably at my wedding, funny enough, when me brother never picked up me speech, so I had to wing it. From where I got dressed, I took off me jeans, left me speech in me jeans pocket after the ceremony. He says, will you pick up the speech? He says, no. And then we went. I thought he was messing. And then we went to the place where we were having the reception, and we were having the speech, and he was like, where's the speech? He's like, I'm not bleeding going back and getting it. He's like, oh, for fuck's sake. So I had to make it off the cuff. And I had said, I'd like to thank Maura's ma and Maura's da for having her. And it was like, what the fuck am I saying? The whole speech was just bleeding.
Thanks to our man to have having her.
Yeah, it was a really weird thing to say. It was a very weird thing to say. I think I thought in my head it would have came out better. Thanks for having her. Jesus,
that's bad.
When I think of that, that kind of eats me up inside.
I think one of the cringiest things I ever did was when I went like on one of the first dates with Amy, when I was leaving to get out of the taxi, while she was getting out of the taxi, I went to shake her hand. shook her hand instead of giving her the...
Didn't she try to kiss you though?
She went in for the...
She went in for the kiss and I just went, shook her hand. I was like, good day. See it.
Absolute chance.
It's the way to do it. You can't go in too soon, like...
The long game.
But that is cringy, yeah.
Something cringy happened to me last week.
Oh, yeah?
United were playing in the final. Sort of. United were playing in the final. And,
Sort of.
Because it was shite.
You were sort of playing, already.
Barely playing. Fucking barely playing.
They were there, anyway.
And I was in the gym that day, and I was wearing my United jersey, and I was... what was I doing? Yeah, I was listening to...
Glory, glory, Man United.
I was listening to headphones and I was walking past someone in the gym and he goes, I took my headphones out and he goes, points at me and he goes, what you reckon? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm a beefcake. Because I thought he was just pointing at me. I forgot completely about the match. And he goes, what? I says, I'm a beefcake, yeah?
Oh no.
And he goes, the match. That's like, oh yeah, nil all. We'll win on penalties. Fucking kill me now. I'm throwing myself under the treadmill. It was very... very, very cringy. And then I put back in my headphones and left.
That is cringy.
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
I walked straight into a glass door a couple of weeks ago, but luckily I did it. Nobody saw.
Really?
Apart from my family.
Didn't I have the stickers on it to show that it was glass?
No.
Is that on holidays?
No.
Where is it, in the house?
Yeah.
How would you do that? In your own house?
Hmm.
The back door, was it?
Yeah.
Few drinks on you?
No.
Ah, you definitely did.
I absolutely didn't.
You had a few.
No, communion season.
You had a fucking more than a
few. The reason is even more embarrassing.
Say what twisted.
I'd say you were fucking locked. I'd say you
wasn't. Buckled, were you?
I was chasing a seagull.
Fuck off. Where was the seagull? In the house?
He's at the back garden and there was the kids had left their little sandwiches on the little picnic table.
And you were
the seagull was coming out to eat it. I was like, get the fuck. Boom. Really, really sore.
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine.
That's a face print on it.
Really?
Yeah.
All the makeup.
Anyway, it wasn't great.
Hope you enjoyed that.
The Iron Lady over there, huh?
I don't even get that reference. And I know it's a film. I've seen the film before.
It's basically Meryl Streep.
I love how angry you get if you don't get a reference. Like, I give you a Simpsons reference. You get hot.
Well, I'm not going to get that. I'm not going to get them. That's for sure.
I'm not going to get the Iron Lady.
Talking about tree houses and all.
Well, we continue this on Wednesday.
So Simpsons, fucking lot of shy.
The amazing Millhouse. We continue this on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Stall@goaloudnow.com.
That's the email address.
Email.
Send in questions.
Yeah, about clowns or tugboats or tree houses.
Or if you're having any trouble in your life, we can also give you some
advice. There wasn't anyone else for advice. Isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, it's probably just as well. Probably just as well.
I don't think they will after you're walking into doors and everything.
Yeah, well,
they probably
you're so disconnected with real people, clearly.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What's all that about?
You and Margaret Thatcher. Get off the bus.
Get on the bus if you want. I don't give a shit if you're on the bus or not.
He's doubling down.
Loads of people get the bus, whatever. I don't care if you're on the bus.
Oh,
but if I see you on the bus and you're over toward you, you'd want to watch yourself.
You're getting egged.
And let the old folks sit down if you are, right? See ya.